In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Brian Leiby, associate professor with UT Biosystems Engineering and Soil Science. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
I've been working in Tennessee now for 3 years, and I've worked in western states previously, and it's been a real different and interesting experience in that western states, I'm always trying to get people to irrigate less. Here, people have been very stingy with their water, and so a lot of times I'm encouraging to use more water. They have a system out there, but they're reluctant to use it, not wanting to get some parts of their field over wet, not wanting to pay too much for diesel or electric.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The water use rates on cotton are up over 1.5 inches per week, but we have a lot of good soils in Tennessee that hold a lot of water. We sometimes get abundant rainfall, sometimes not. So what we're really experimenting with is the economics of return, is how low can we go and still get good yield and good return on investments. So we'll be able to get a good look at what kind of yield potential we have at different times of the year and different amounts of water. We are seeing good returns on the fields that we're on, a half, almost up to a bale extra return on investment. But sometimes those fields are still very dry. We wonder, could we have gotten more? I guess that's more the question I'm seeing. Guys are getting good returns that I'm working with, but the fields are much drier than I would expect. I'm asking the question, can they get more? And I don't quite have that answer yet.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We have a pretty high rate of increase of pivots in Tennessee. It's like a 10% growth rate. I'm seeing about 4,000 acres added each year of a pivot irrigation. And so I think that'll continue. I think some people are looking at it, well, I've gotten bigger and bigger acreage-wise to try to make my operation work. And some are saying, maybe I need to just get more off the acres I have, making that kind of decision.